There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. Hell.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the VMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will and trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Well, welcome. So glad you're with us Saturday night. That is the Holy Week weekend, and millions of Christians around the world observing the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And for people that don't observe Christianity, it is a time to get together, have family over. For those observing the Jewish faith, Passover is important during this time. It's interesting that Passover is a part of the Christian story this time of year. But we welcome you to whatever weekend it is for you, and we're glad that you're with us. And Stevie B, welcome back to Baldwin McCullough Live. He's on the road. He's been on the road for 6 months, it seems like, but just finished six nights of just abject success on the stage in the city of Chicago. And, Stephen, we're glad you're back with us. And we don't have Stephen's audio for some reason. We can see him on the screen, but we can't hear his voice. So maybe the computer that he's on needs to have its volume turned up. I'm just going to start guessing on the troubleshooting. I'll tell you what, while we get that figured out, because it was working before the show, let's do this. Stephen, hold that thought. What we're going to do is we're going to play a little clip. Stephen was star of the one-man stage play called Heaven, How I Got Here, the story of the thief on the cross. Do we have Stephen? Stephen, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, yes. Quite hot, but yes.
All right, I'll back that down a little bit. I'll do my best.
I don't know if it's you or the computer you're on or our otherwise flawless tech crew. Getting rusty, Ivan?
I was not used to.
Yeah. Well, you're not in my headset anymore. So I don't. What happened there? All right, there he is. I hear him. All right, okay. Stephen. Congratulations, first of all, on six amazing performances. It seemed to me I saw all of them. It seemed like the more that we got deeper into the week, the more emotional this performance was for you. Tell us what it was like to play the thief.
Well, first of all, just before I forget, I just want to thank Pastor Colin Smith and everybody from the Orchard Church in Arlington Heights, right outside of Metro Chicago. This was just something they had been developing and working on and had a vision for, Kevin, for several years. We know that now. Started with Pastor Colin's book, Heaven, How I Got Here, The Story of the Thief on the Cross. Then, of course, we at Extreme Media had the opportunity to do the audio book, which you've been playing. And
yeah.
Now that's turned into this radio broadcast on 2,000 different radio stations. It's just one of these examples where, you know, we were faithful and signed on to do something we thought was relevant and very different and outside the box. And it became this stage production that you've been mentioning. And but, well, I got to be honest, Kevo, coming from India and then Poland and then straight to Chicago, it was challenging, but I love a good challenge, and I love to do whatever I can to communicate the gospel to people.
Sure.
So far, so good.
What about this specific character, though? Why did you? Because we talked about it, but the listeners don't know. Why did you jump at this character?
Well, I just, you know, if you know the theology and Christian history and this and that, and you know, there's so many well-known characters, and people know what they know, but the thief on the cross. You know, there's one great line in the audiobook and in the stage production, which is the day that the thief on the cross was hanging next to the Savior, the Messiah, on the day of his crucifixion, et cetera, et cetera. That this was the day that the thief on the cross had breakfast with the devil and supper with the Savior, and, you know, really never could have wildly imagined what that all meant. So for me, it was just, it was a fascinating opportunity to take this fictional narrative of the thief on the cross now after the fact from heaven, recounting his memory and recollections of that day. It was just such a unique story that Pastor Colin had written the book about. It was just something that was fascinating to me.
Sure. Well, what we're going to do here, Stephen, we got a little we got some illegal footage here. We had a camera in the performances, and we're going to play a little bit of one of the scenes that you did, and people will hear the difference from what it was on the audio drama, which we're going to go back to. But let's take a sneak peek at what Stephen did behind the scene from behind the scenes at his live performance last week in Chicago.
Led by the thief on the other side. So I said to him, "Don't you fear God? Don't you fear God? We are being punished justly. We are getting what we deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong. My words were as much a surprise to me as everyone else there. Me, who had a defense for everything I did. I rejected the temple because the temple failed me. I stole from Rome because Rome had stolen from me. I could justify anything with that defense. I was not a defense for everything. I was right. They were wrong. You take from me, I'm going to take from you. But now I began to wonder if my greatest theft of all wasn't against Rome or the temple, but against God himself. He gave me a life that I spent on myself. I saw it as my life. I knew what I wanted, just acknowledging it was good enough. As I hung there pleading, I knew I was far from good and far from God.
So there we go. There's a taste, a sample, a powerful line as he was dying. I was far from good and far from God. But just one of the very many moving moments, Stephen, of this play, because there are about, I don't know, 25, like really just slap you in the face lines that the thief delivers in the course of the 50-minute show that you did. And, of course, that was adapted down from the full-length script of the audio drama. But first of all, brother, just great job. Everybody that was there was moved. People were in tears as they left because this was such a touching story.
Well, thanks, brother, and thanks for all your help. I can't wait to get back there to the office and tell Ivan and Jackie and Nicholas and everybody just what a wonderful, supportive, helpful servant you were to me, KMC. It was wonderful.
That was it. I was your car service. I was your driver.
I won't tell him how many times you went to Starbucks for me. I won't tell him that.
I don't even know. I don't think it was that many times. I think it was like twice. But I do know a great new coffee drink thanks to Stevie B. If you're visiting your local barista, I've got the recipe for the best coffee drink you've ever tasted. It was amazing.
Stevie B original.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, you were there, KMC, and the other thing that was funny was, you know, everybody said to me, you know, how much stage have you done and when's the last time? And I thought it was about 20 years. And then my wife said, honey, we're together 28 years. And she helped me remember that it had almost been 30 years since I'd actually done anything live like that.
Wow.
And as I said, brother, the material speaks for itself. When you have material like this, and now with the radio special and the response to the audio book, when you see God's hand on something doing more than we could have ever wildly imagined, you know, it's a blessing.
Yeah,
you know,
kind of fun. And if you're just joining us, what Stephen said at the beginning of this segment is true. More than 2,000 radio stations around the globe airing the full audio drama that you're just getting in segments tonight. But, friends, if you'd like to get a copy of it for yourself, unlockingthebible.org is where that's at. By the way, a big thank you to Mike Lindell and MyPillow because they helped provide the underwriting for this broadcast to go to 2,000 places, and we could not have done it without Mike. If you have not slept on a MyPillow, friends, you have not slept. And I didn't sleep for about 10 days because my MyPillow didn't make the trip. It was not pleasant. Anyway, Stephen, good to see you. We got a lot more of the audio drama coming up next on this special edition of Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 800-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
So glad you're with us. It's a special edition of Baldwin McCullough Live on this silent Saturday evening between Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday. And we are reliving the drama of Heaven, How I Got Here, the story of the thief on the cross. Stephen Baldwin with us in portions of this hour. He was with us in the last segment. Let's get right into the next chapter, though. It is titled Darkness. And we pick it up as something unusual happens with Jesus and the thieves that are there on the cross.
What in the world just happened? Did I black out? No. 1 minute the sun glared down on us, and the next we were plunged into complete darkness. Not slowly, like on a stormy day, but instantly. Complete darkness. We went from midday to midnight in a moment. It was the scariest thing I've ever experienced. My first thought was, God's judgment must be falling on the soldiers who had struck and nailed Jesus, or maybe on the people who had mocked him, or on the leaders who had condemned him. But that didn't happen. All of them slept in their beds that night and woke to continue their lives the following day. The judgment of God was falling on someone else that day. And now I know who it was. Jesus, the Son of God, was about to die. Jesus himself was coming under the judgment of God. The crowd had been quite sure that they were on God's side, and that he would affirm their condemnation of Jesus. If they were right, trusting Jesus would turn out to be the greatest mistake of my life. My head spun with questions about what just a few hours earlier I had come to believe. Then, Jesus' agonizing cry broke right through all of my questions. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? I felt a gut-wrenching anguish as these words echoed through the eerie darkness. Had God abandoned Jesus? This terrified me. I had put my trust in Jesus, and he had promised paradise to me. But if God had forsaken him, what hope was there for me? My new faith was being stretched to the limit. When doubts crowd in, and you find yourself in darkness, go back to what you know about Jesus. That's what I did, and it got me through. I didn't know much about Jesus, but it was clear to me that his suffering was a travesty of justice. That was why I said to the other thief, "We are receiving our due reward, but Jesus has done nothing wrong." I rehearsed this truth to myself. This man has done nothing wrong. Why would a man who had done nothing wrong find himself under the judgment of God? Why would a man who had done nothing wrong be crucified on a cross? The most hideous method of death ever devised. I now know the answer, and the more I think about it, the more astonishing I find it to be. Jesus suffered the judgment that was due to me. The crowd was sure that Jesus was under God's curse, and in a sense, They were right. He was under God's curse, but the curse did not fall on him for his own sins. He had none. He came under the curse for the sins of others. He endured my judgment so that I could enter into his reward. Even here in heaven, I still can't get over this. My sin was laid on Jesus. The guilt of my theft, my blasphemy, and my godless, selfish life was lifted from my shoulders and transferred onto him. He bore my sins. They were laid on him. More than that, he took all the sins of every person who would trust in him. He carried their guilt and judgment in full. The cumulative weight of this is unimaginable to me. Only Christ could have borne it. And this was the reason why he was pierced and crushed. It was for sinners like you and me. Without Jesus, I would have carried my sins into my death and emerged on the other side to face the Almighty. All that I had endured at the hands of men would only have been a prelude to what I would have suffered at the hand of God. But Jesus carried my sins into his death so that I should not carry them into mine. I suffered the judgment of men, but through Christ and all that he endured in the darkness, I was saved from the judgment of God. That's why I'm in heaven today. Some say I trusted Christ at the last moment. But the way I look at it, I trusted Christ at my first opportunity, and that's what you should do. Trust him now.
Baldwin McCullough Live, and the scene titled simply Darkness there, here as Stephen Baldwin was portraying the thief on the cross from a book called Heaven, How I Got Here, The Story of the Thief on the Cross. It's a special edition of Baldwin McCullough on this Holy Weekend, and we're so glad that you're with us. Some people have asked, Kevin, how can we get a copy of this for ourselves? We'd like, and we're only being able to play excerpts on the Baldwin McCullough show tonight, but there are 2,000 radio stations playing it in its entirety. And you can own it in its entirety. It's about 97 minutes. It's called Heaven, How I Got Here. The soundtrack composed by the Grammy and Dove Award winning composer Dick Tunney, Pastor Colin S. Smith, the author of the book, and, of course, the radio drama itself, and then performed by Stephen as the primary actor. We at Extreme Media did the sound design, and we put it all together, and it was it's been a really cool thing, so we're grateful. And I want to say thank you to the cast of the Heaven How I Got Here crew. These were folks that put us up in Chicago all last week, and if you're watching on Biz TV tonight, there's the full cast. As you can tell, dozens of people required to pull this off, both the stage play and the audio drama, and it was just a great week. When we come back, we start moving into the most important portions of this story. Stephen Baldwin portraying the thief on the cross, and we hope that you'll stay with us for that. And again, special thanks to Mike Lindell and the people from MyPillow. They helped make this possible. And friends, if you're needing a good night's sleep and you haven't gotten one in a while, MyPillow.com, use promo code KMC when you call. You're going to get 50% off. You can get it online and get it when you call the 800 number. It is all available, 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC or Stevie B, and they're going to give you 50% off everything in your cart. But Mike Lindell personally getting involved in underwriting some of the cost and distribution of the radio drama that you're enjoying tonight, Heaven, How I Got Here. Locally in New York, Connors and Sullivan also helping to support, and we're grateful for their help as well.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Live from New York, Baldwin McCullough live on this Easter weekend. We're so grateful that you're with us. An unusual, we admit, a very unusual version of Baldwin McCullough, because Stephen Baldwin is portraying a character that he played on stage this last week to six sold-out performances. And friends, we're looking to bring that production to additional cities. So this is something that will have some life in the future as well. All right, the next chapter, this is Stephen Baldwin, The Thief on the Cross, and the chapter titled Agony.
Chapter 7, Agony, 2:59 p.m. Trusting Jesus is never a passport to a pain-free life. That's not his promise. Heaven is. Forgiveness is. The strength to bear up under all that you suffer is what he promises and what he gives. Some folks have the idea that if you trust in Jesus, He will take the pain out of your life. He certainly didn't do that for me. Pain shot through the nerves of my body as much after I trusted in Jesus as it did before. With every hour that passed, my pain increased as the wounds from the nails in my hands and my feet widened under the weight of my body. Fever raged. Dehydration followed. My whole body was burning up. It was the same for Jesus, and that is why he cried out, "I thirst." Despite their barbarity, the Roman soldiers sometimes offered a mild sedative to their victims before crucifixion. Earlier in the morning, they had done this for Jesus, offering him wine mixed with gall. Jesus refused the sedative. Any compassionate person would say to him, "Drink, take the sedative, dull your senses to the horrors you are about to endure." But he did not take it. Why? At the time, I despised him for this and counted him a fool. But when I asked him to remember me, I was so glad that his senses were not dulled, drugged, or drowsy. Christ was fully conscious, and that meant he was ready and able to save me, to pray for his enemies, and reach out in love to his mother. Becoming a man meant that Jesus' body had a central nervous system just like yours and mine. So the physical agony of crucifixion was the same for Jesus as it was for me. But there was more to his pain than the physical agony. What Jesus endured went far beyond what I experienced that day. When Christ became our sin bearer, he was alone in the darkness. The guilt and stench of our sin was on him as he bore the judgment that we deserved. Jesus had always enjoyed the love of his Father, but now that blessing had been taken away. He couldn't feel the Father's approval. He couldn't reach his comfort. At his hour of greatest need, Jesus was alone. Separated from his Father, rejected by his own people, abandoned by his disciples. He was stretched out on a pole suspended between heaven and earth, and rejected by both. From the deepest darkness, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Nothing that I had endured came close to what it meant for him to be forsaken by his Father. And there's more. Jesus experienced hell on the cross. Some people think that hell is a myth, but I tell you that hell is as real as the cross. And it's more than just a way of describing something really bad, much more. Hell has six dimensions, and Jesus experienced all of them on the cross. He was in conscious suffering. He was in blackest darkness. He was surrounded by demonic powers. He was bearing sin. He was under judgment. He was separated from the knowledge of the love of God. That is hell. I endured the pains of crucifixion, but I did not experience the agonies of hell.
More with Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document?
Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So glad you're with us. Baldwin McCullough live here on Saturday night, and we are working our way through this audio drama that Stephen Baldwin, half of this team, Baldwin McCullough, actually voiced. He was just on stage in Chicago for six performances, and this, of course, an audio drama. Chapter 8, simply titled Triumph, is what comes next.
Chapter 8, Triumph. 3 p.m. His voice pierced the silence like the blast of a trumpet. It is finished. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. No one ever died like this. Have you ever heard of someone whose last words were spoken with a loud voice? When a man dies, his voice becomes weaker and weaker until it is no more than a whisper. And then he is gone. Nobody shouts at the moment of his own death, but Jesus did. Christ entered into death not in defeat, but in triumph. He was in complete control. He accomplished everything he had come to do and gave himself into death. Then all hell broke loose. The earth beneath me shook, causing the beam on which I was suspended to lurch violently. The shock was agonizing. The crowd, whose jeering had been quieted by the darkness, now erupted in panic and confusion. People screamed as the tremors ripped through the city. Cracks began to open in the ground. Was this the end? I knew my time had almost run out. But had humanity's time run out too? They had just crucified God's Son. God's justice had to fall. I closed my eyes and I held my breath, bracing myself against whatever came next. The commander who was responsible for overseeing our executions looked up at Jesus' lifeless body and said, "Surely this was the Son of God." The soldiers, who a few hours before had cast lots for Jesus' robe, now looked at each other in fear and terror. What have we done? For me, there was a strange comfort. The man who had carried out my execution now shared my faith. In those surreal moments after the quake, the crowd dispersed into the shadows. They were frightened. They were confused what had just happened. Then, as suddenly as the darkness had descended on us hours before, it lifted. The lifeless body of Jesus hung in silence a few feet away from me. And having staked everything on him, I now felt completely alone. I thought I would be the first to die and that he would send me ahead of him. It never occurred to me that he would die first. Right before Jesus died, he said, "It is finished." When was I ever able to say that? My life was a tangle of loose ends. Nothing was complete. My mother poured all her energy into the pursuit of a godly life. But for all of her relentless effort, the feeling of incompleteness haunted her. She found it hard to rest because she always felt there was more to do, more that was required. Nothing was ever enough. She was right in saying that there is no rest for the wicked. I knew that to be true. But as far as I could see, there isn't much rest for people who try to be righteous either. It is finished. Now there's something that neither I nor my mother could ever have said. But Jesus said it with a shout of triumph. The reason his voice was so strong at the moment of his death was that Jesus did not slide into death as a victim. He marched into death as a conquering warrior. What he had come to do was done, but what was finished? What had he accomplished? Clearly, Jesus' life on earth was finished. As soon as he had said these words, Jesus gave his spirit into the hands of the Father, and he died. that his life had been a good one was obvious to me. Even back then on the cross, I knew that he was a righteous man and that he was suffering unjustly. That was why I said, "This man has done nothing wrong." Being with him in heaven, I now see that Jesus did everything that God calls you and me to do on earth, and kept all of the commandments. He loved God with all his heart and loved his neighbor as himself. He did this completely, consistently, and without even a shadow of compromise. His life was an unbroken stream of love and faithfulness, joyfully offered to God. I was nowhere near that target. Thieves love themselves more than their neighbors. That is why they break in and steal. And as for loving God, I didn't know the first thing about love.
What you've been hearing is the story of the thief on the cross, Heaven, How I Got Here, the name of the book. And Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, special edition of the broadcast. And coming up, the final conclusion to this story as we find out what happens in the thief's final moments here on earth as he observed the death of Jesus side by side. The only man to do that. That we know went to the other side, at least according to what the scriptures tell us. It is an unusual broadcast, we admit, but we're thankful that you're with us for it. It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York, coming right back.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Thank you. Mullen McCullough live from New York, the final chapter in the life of the thief on the cross.
Chapter 9, Safety, 5:38 p.m. The lifeless body of Jesus was still hanging on the cross beside me. Beyond him, the other victim had exhausted himself and, though still breathing, had become largely silent. Where had Jesus gone? He told me, "Today, you will be with me in paradise." Today meant before sundown, and he said, "with me," so he would be there too. I believed him. So there was no doubt in my mind that Jesus was in heaven already. He had gone there ahead of me. When Jesus died, he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." He had no doubt about where he was going. His body remained on the cross until it was taken down and laid in the tomb. But his spirit went immediately into the presence of his Father in heaven. At the moment of his death, Jesus was translated from the agony of suffering in the body to the conscious enjoyment of life in heaven. And he had promised the same to me. Time seemed to stretch on forever. Then, suddenly, there was movement. Someone had come out from the city. The soldiers immediately stood at attention. New instructions were given. Kill the criminals, bury the bodies, take down the crosses. So the soldiers turned and walked purposefully toward me, armed with their clubs. One swing to the head with one of those would kill a man. And if there was any interest in relieving my pain, they could have ended my life in an instant. But that was not what they had in mind. My legs were their target. I screamed out as the first blow slammed into my knees, then the second, and then the third. My body sagged, suspended, but no longer supported. Unbearable pain seared through my aching hands. Without the support of my legs, I no longer had the strength to lift my body and to breathe. Only a few minutes longer. They moved to the victim on the other side of Jesus and broke his legs too. "Now this one," said one of the soldiers as they came to Jesus. "He's already dead. Make sure. We don't want any doubt." The soldier pulled back with his spear and with full force rammed it into the side of Jesus' body, ripping it open with a huge gash from which his blood spilled out onto the ground. That was the last thing I saw on earth.
And unfortunately, that's where we have to leave the story this week. Kevin McCullough, Baldwin McCullough Live. The thief had some more advice. You can hear that when you get your copy at unlockingthebible.org. The story of the thief on the cross was...
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pornographic.